Howdy, howdy, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. I'm going to be talking about the latest I see in the crypto markets. Before we get started, if you're interested in these sort of topics, come on over to quantlabs.net. Sign up for some free books. Enter your info. It's all kept private. If you want to learn more, if you want to know more about the service and the results of the trading bot I'm about to talk about, quantlabs.net/quant. Analytics is the place to be to see this video as we continue to produce profit. You will expect this price to go up 50% in the next couple of days to weeks. So who knows where and how. All right, so let's get into the current status of the market. So what I'm going to show you is the overall crypto space, which is not as strong as it was in the last few days. I've been running this risk log much more frequently. This is the returns, the weighted average moves of the big four now, big five, I'll call it: Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, and Bitcoin. So you can see here's a lot of negative moves here. Not as strong for the strong $1,000 moves in a day. You need to see it in around this level above one. And you can see, because today is the 10th of August, you can see here it's not as strong as it has been, let's say, a week ago. So it's struggling to make some cash. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and wanted to show you the results of the current trading bot. It's doing fairly well. It's took on three kind of, I'll call them a trading condition on an exit, which I shouldn't have done, which is taking losses on these coins here, on these positions: Litecoin, XLM, which is Stellar, Cardano, Ethereum, and BNB. As you can see here, as it got more active, that condition was removed and we're back to profit. So right now it stands, and it's been pretty good considering the negative moves here that we've been seeing. 53% win ratio, total number of trades 28. This is since last night, with that total P&L at 1.8, and that's all in USDT. So that's pretty good. I'm very happy about it, and that is why I'm saying as long as this holds at this quant analytics, quantlabs.net/quantanalytics, this price will go up as this continues, because right now what we want to see is a winning ratio about 1.53, sorry, winning ratio around 55, 60, 66%, but it's pretty hard to do in a quiet markets. So let's hop on over into the MotoWave here. So the ones that are performing right now is Cardano. This is a daily view. This has been the struggle right here, as things have been range bound since, I would say, June. Hang on here, let me get this straight here. So we heard July 22nd, and it's been kind of range bound, a little leg up here for Cardano. That's pretty good. Let me just see here on Stellar, XLM, USDT. So what we're seeing here is same kind of idea, where it's just kind of range bound, not moving up as we'd like. If you haven't seen this yesterday in my hour long video, this was an incredible move up starting a week in here, where band USDT at a low of 111 all the way up to 1420. So that's from a low July 3rd in a month. It's moved up 14 times. Okay. So that's the upper range that we're seeing. But these little moves, conservative moves, are pretty good, consistent in a down market. That's the best I've seen with this bot. So I'm going to close these up here, Cardano and XLM. So let's talk about some other ones that we're seeing here that are being taken: Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, XLM, Ethereum Classic as profit. So let's look at those. So Litecoin first, let's see what's going on there. So, well, we're going to do Ethereum. So you can see here, it's been range bound. That's hourly right here. So if we look at the one day, it's not as range bound. So that is not so bad. But when you get into the 6 hour, it's starting to trend up, which is good. Hourly move, still range bound, but we see these slight moves down. People are shorting those in the futures market. So let's see, BNB. That's Binance Coin again, BNB. Let's see what's going on there. BNB USDT. Okay, so this is an hourly basis here. So range bound 6 hour. Definitely range bound. Had a nice move up there on the daily. It's not so much. Let's look at some other ones here. So we had Ethereum, Cardano, we looked at Bitcoin Cash. Let's look at Bitcoin Cash here as well. Bitcoin Cash over the weekend's been doing pretty good. It's been moving much better out of the big five. So again, this is always random what I show here, but we did take a little bit of profit here. So let's look at the 1 day. So that big move there, that's probably in the last few days, and that's what we profited on, and it's on obviously on the move again, so it's not as range bound, but you have to be very careful on these drop downs. That's why it's very conservative to protect your profit, and that's what this bot is currently doing. So I would call that definitely a winner. Let's look at another set of coins. Do we look at Litecoin? Yeah, I don't know if we looked at Litecoin, so I'll look at Litecoin here as well. LTC USDT. So we are meeting our mission. Okay, so this bot is doing quite well. Daily view, again, range bound, but it did take a little bit of that. So that, yeah, August 3rd, and now it's in this classic range bound, very hard to trade in, and that's what we're seeing right now. Let's see what else. So we got XRP. XRP. USDT. So again, range bound again. These are very difficult to move. You can see this nice rise up, and it may be coming back. I can't say, but maybe that's why we're starting to see a little bit of profit there. Okay, so what was the other ones we had? Ethereum Classic. Did we? Yeah, so let's look at that one. Ethereum Classic is the last one we looked at. So, Ethereum Classic USDT. Okay, so here, this one's been doing performing fairly well too on the weekend. 1 day view, you can see those big slight moves up. Just these down moves that we got to protect ourselves against. So, be pretty happy about that. Hourly move, let's see that. Some big moves here. But we just don't want to take these big down moves, which the bot is programmed not to take. So again, it seems to be sort of, I'd say, trending down. So who knows where we're at? It's pretty hard to predict where this goes in the next few weeks now, or in the next few hours. Also, I've talked about the calls right now. That seems to be probably on a hodling view. I will probably say Stellar, as I said before. Again, everything's in USDT. So here you can see it's kind of range bound, but let's see on the 6 hour, 1 day. So it's not doing much, but that's what my system's saying. And Cardano is the other one. USDT. So again, it's very similar, but this is what my system's been identifying. 2 hour, yeah, it's tough to say, but that's what my system's right now saying. So we'll leave it at that. Let me just remind you on, if you want to know more about this, to get into my email list, quantlabs.net will get you there. Lastly, if you want to know more about this stuff, get over to quantlabs.net/quantanalytics. One last thing before I end. We have now formally coming August 24th. Let's get over to the quantlabs.net/blog. And over there, you will be able to see we've finally put the order in for USB keys. A very small batch will be coming in. They'll start going on sale hopefully August 24th, 25th. If you want to get yours, let me know right away. And what it is basically includes the Your Future, Your Retirement video series, as well as the traditional Quant Labs Trade Like a Boss videos as well. So you'll get your little USB in this fancy dancy tin box as well. So we'll leave it at that. So if you want, jump on that, and we'll leave it at that. And thanks for watching. Talk to you later.